Hello, everyone. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, wherever you're listening to this podcast, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, I welcome you to another episode of Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Here's a question for you. Do you love to laugh? Sure you do. It feels good to laugh, right? We like being with people who make us laugh, and there's a good reason for that. In the last 50 years, science finally has paid more attention to the effects that laughter has on our physical and emotional well-being. There's a saying, laughter is the best medicine. Imagine if our doctors one day started including laughter in their prescriptions. Now, the scientific community curiosity may have started with a man named Norman Cousins, who was a famous journalist in his day. And in 1964, he was diagnosed with a rare and debilitating disease. His doctors gave him a few weeks to live. He did what most would have a hard time doing. He laughed. He made it a point to laugh every day for 30 minutes until the day he died. He died 26 years after the diagnosis. Here are just some of the benefits that science has investigated and proven to be true. Laughter helps to strengthen the immune system and the brain. In fact, science proves that laughing may decrease our chances of developing dementia, because when we laugh, we help to decrease stress hormones, cortisol, and adrenaline. When our bodies overproduce these stress hormones, science has shown that it could damage certain parts of the brain. On the other hand, when we laugh, we increase the production of feel-good hormones known as endorphins and dopamine. These are the same hormones that give runners the runner's high. That's why we feel so good after a good bout of laughter. And when we feel good, our immune systems work better too. Laughter helps to protect the heart and the lungs. In fact, laughing helps with the function of blood vessels. It improves the function of blood vessels. As we laugh, we increase blood flow similar to a light cardio workout. And the other reason laughter is so good is because it's great for the lungs. Because as we laugh and force air out with the sound of ha, we help to expel more carbon dioxide from deep within, allowing for more oxygen to enter. And with more oxygen, we have more energy. Laughter is a great workout. You burn calories and strengthen abs. In fact, laughing for 15 minutes can burn up to 50 calories. Did you know that? So skip the treadmill. It's also a great excuse to substitute 100 sit-ups for one full minute of laughter. The other great thing about laughter, it helps to increase the production of the human growth hormone. Science showed that laughing increases the production by 87%. So as we get older, if we laugh, we help to produce this human growth hormone, and this is great because it helps with body composition, body fluid. It helps keep our bones and muscles in check. It helps with our sugar and fat metabolism. Amazing. Laughter increases quality and quantity of life. A Norwegian study showed that people with a strong sense of humor outlive those who didn't laugh as much. Now I'm going to give you four names of very funny ladies that's been making us laugh for a very long time, and they're nowhere near stopping. Lily Tomlin is 82. Carol Burnett is 88. Betty White recently passed at 99. And Ellen, she's a baby. She's only 64, soon to turn 65. And I'm willing to bet she's nowhere close to stopping making us laugh. She'll still make us laugh in 40 years from now. Check it out. Now, as great as it is to have these funny ladies and others make us laugh, the good news is we don't need to wait for someone or something to make us laugh. Because science has proven that regardless of whether the laughter is real or simulated, the body makes no distinction. That means that as we engage in deep and loud laughter, all the benefits I just outlined still happen. Now, some people have voiced concern, saying, yeah, but faking the laugh, it's weird. It doesn't feel as natural or authentic. I get it. But waiting for those moments that make us laugh can be few and far between. So rather than leave it to chance, we can choose to laugh. Now here's something else that happens as we engage in this laughter. That's where the emotional well-being kicks in. Because as we engage and we laugh and laugh, we start to feel the emotions associated with laughter. This is how we give rise to hope, to joy, and increase feelings of happiness in our lives. So, how do we laugh more every day? If waiting for the bus or the boss is about to start a meeting, that's probably not a good time to start laughing. But you can exercise laughing in your homes, doing chores like washing the dishes or fixing the bed. You can. Or sitting in your car stuck in traffic. It's a great opportunity to exercise laughing. And if you get to laugh with others, hallelujah. Now, I like to say no theory is valid without practice. Therefore, I'm going to invite you to participate in a short practice called laughter. Now, I can't see you guys, you can't see me, so I'm trusting that just work with me. This is funny. Now, I mentioned before at home, if you're washing dishes, so let's all take out an imaginary dish in one hand. Good. Now take an imaginary sponge in the other hand. Got it? Good. Now just start with circular motions. Okay, don't leave me out here by myself. Wash that dish. And on go, I want us all to start laughing, okay? Ready, set, go. Okay, your dish is clean. Oh, now if your spouse walks in and gives you a strange look, that's okay. That'll create intrigue or fear. Now, let's do one more, okay, before we wrap up. One more. And this one is really good. Because when you're stuck in traffic, this is where we have a lot of adrenaline kicking in, right? So we need to bring the adrenaline down. We got to protect the brain. Okay, so grab the steering wheel, 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, like we were taught in school, right? And no one does it, okay? Okay, holding on to the steering wheel. We know we have to laugh, right? So take a deep breath in and laugh. Looking over to my left. All right. If it looks weird, who cares? Because in the end, we feel better. And we look better too. I try to start my day with a laugh. So here's the deal. It's within our power, right? To decide to laugh more, to do whatever we can to increase positive feelings in our lives. So it's up to us to laugh bold, laugh strong, and laugh more so we build our bridges to better health and happiness. Have a blessed week, everybody, and continue to laugh.
Podcast listeners, there's a new and inspiring podcast that you will want to add to your playlist, Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. During each episode of this podcast, they talk about inspiration, leadership, and management tips. Charlie Perkins and guests will also have fun and try to enhance your life in a positive way. Host Charlie Perkins shares fun stories and insight that you will truly appreciate. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.